Listen to some of the best in modern audio drama right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
The Commons. A landscape free for the ideas, sketches, and correspondence of the listeners and creators of the Mutual Audio Network.
You're invited to a realm of audio drama
where one moment can seem like an eternity,
and forever is but a pebble on the beach.
It's what happened.
What's happening.
And what's going to happen.
It's Previously on.
Previously on. When Harry Nates met Sally Leibovitz, she thought it was a dream come true, and that her life would now be like all of her favorite romantic comedies. Up until this point, her only outlet for true love was her relationship with her two cats, Bonko and Squishy. At first, it really was like a dream. Harry swept her off her feet, literally, as they met swing dancing, and proved to be a most exciting and attentive lover. Harry said he was allergic to cats, so their date nights always ended up at his place. And then she would head home, either late at night or early in the morning, to take care of her kitties. She thought it was just the odd hours and lack of sleep, but as she started calling in sick to work fairly regularly, it became clear that something else was going on. She was always tired now, except for when she was intimate with Harry for some reason. And her symptoms of various illnesses were multiplying. One day, after setting up a doctor's appointment, she became dizzy and almost fell headfirst into her glass coffee table, realizing how close she came to possibly dying, or at least seriously injuring herself. She broke down crying and confided in her dear fuzzy companions about how lonely she had been, how nothing was going right now, and how scared she was that she was dying. She just didn't know what to do, and felt completely out of control of her life. That evening was the worst night of her life, as her cats had now disappeared. She called and called for them, but they were nowhere to be found. She cried herself to sleep, afraid that her life would continue to get worse. She wasn't sure how things could actually get worse, but she didn't want to dare whatever God she had offended by voicing that particular sentiment. When she woke up, Bonko and Squishy were sleeping next to her, purring lovingly and seemingly very well fed. She felt better than she had in weeks. She wasn't sick anymore, had an appetite, and was almost strong again. All of the anxiety had disappeared too, and even the memory of Harry seemed increasingly like a real dream, one that fades quickly upon waking. She pet her friends and fell contentedly back asleep, her emotional and physical healing now steadily progressing. Realizing that she was going to be okay, Bonko and Squishy looked conspiratorially at each other, and quietly went into the living room to talk about important matters.
So, that was a little too close for comfort, Squishy.
Yeah, I know, Bonko. The warning signs were there, but I just didn't wanna...
Want to sabotage something that might have been a life with the true love of a life? I know. Me too.
We really should have known that he was an incubus earlier, though.
We're never, ever going to make a mistake like this again.
I think the jerk-faced demon has given me indigestion.
Me too. But our pain will pass soon enough, and by the way, we should probably do that somewhere away from here, and certainly not in our cat box. The important thing is that he'll never feed off a lonely woman ever again.
I had no idea that Sally was as lonely as she is. I feel really bad, Bonko. Self-absorbed and selfish.
Well, let's make amends by finding her the perfect mate, Squishy.
Also, her garden has been really neglected with all this. Did you see all the gopher holes that have just popped up?
We can work off some of this meal and help her out. Right now. Let's go catch us some gophers.
Next time on Previously On. Bonko and Squishy think they have found the perfect man for Sally. Now, all they have to do is arrange for a chance meeting. But will the Gopher King's plan for revenge against the ferocious felines bring more heartache and disaster into Sally's life? Find out next time on Previously On. This episode of Previously On was written, produced, and narrated by Lothar Tuppen. Bonko and Squishy appeared as themselves. Sound effects by Lothar Tuppen and the Free Sound Project.
The Commons is a free service and opportunity to share with you. To add your voice to The Commons, send an MP3 or WAV file to mutualaudio@gmail.com. That's mutualaudio@gmail.com. mutualaudio@gmail.com. We love your feedback about anything on Mutual and are thrilled to share your ideas, your thoughts, or skits in our forum. See you next time in The Commons.
This portion of the Mutual Audio Network is brought to you by Big Buddy's Kielbasa Barn, the biggest sausages in town. When you eat the inside, save the skin. They do double duty. Use the skin of a beef sausage as a canoe. Use the skin of a pork sausage as a silo. Use the skin of the all-meat sausage as a shelter for a family of five. Big Buddy's Kielbasa Barn, where the biggest kielbasa you've ever seen can double as a submarine.